abençoado.
Great morning this morning, Lord Father. Amen. To come here this morning, Lord, and hear all these testimonies,
Amen.
Lord. Oh, Lord Father, we feel humble ourselves, Lord Father. Oh, Lord Father, we commit ourselves to you, Lord Father. We left each and every little thing that we have out there, Lord Father. And Lord, just to commit ourselves to you, God. Be with us this afternoon, Lord Father. As we worship you, honor you, Lord, your name, Lord Father. We seek your Holy Spirit to come among us, Lord Father.
Amen.
Touch each and every brother and sister this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, as we have seated, we've heard, Lord Father, from our little Daniel, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, how we wish, Lord Father, for all of us, everything that we do, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, we should see you, Lord Father, coming to us, Lord Father.
Amen.
We have seen you, Lord Father. Fellowship long, Lord Father, oh, coming into all these little boys, Lord Father, Lord Father.
Amen, amen.
Oh, God, we can see how big you are, Lord Father.
Amen.
What a humble thing, Lord Father, you've committed yourself, Lord Father, to come in this humble way, Lord. Oh, Lord, who are we, Lord Father, Lord? Oh, Lord, this morning, Lord Father, I ask you once again, Lord Father, to bless this, Lord Father, that the offering that your saints have committed to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Father, we humble ourselves, Lord Father, that this money that we've just gathered this morning, Lord, oh, should work, Lord Father, into your house, Lord Father.
Amen.
Oh, should fellowship on each and every corner of this house, Lord Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless our sister, Lord Father, our brothers, Lord Father. Oh, Lord, our pastor, we commit them into your hands, Lord.
Amen.
All the officers, Lord Father, we commit them into your hands, Lord.
Yes.
Bless us this morning as we commit ourselves to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We'll ask the sisters that are coming to sing. There's just a sister special. I want to give a testimony that I gave on Wednesday. And why I want to give it is because something amazing happened. Is I was speaking to Sister Dube, and I said to her, I want to pray for Brother Dube to come. And it was so amazing what has been happening. It's not about Brother Dube coming. But I went for an interview, and in that interview, when I went for it, it's like, to me, the man I spoke to him before, like I was saying on Wednesday, sorry for those, but it's for those who weren't here, and I really feel I want to say it. I said to the employment agency man, he was speaking to me, he says, I feel you're going to make it. I think you'll be okay, because I met him before I went for he took me to the place. It's in a bank. And the man, he said to me, you know, this morning, there was a guy who went, an Irish guy. He said, I left him where the place was, and I was going back to my car. And within 5 minutes, the guy caught up with me. Then I said, but what happened? He said, it was impossible. I couldn't do the interview. Now, I was so ill-prepared for that interview. Because when I got the email with the job spec and all the things and my preparation that I was supposed to do, I was busy at work, so I only looked at, and when I got home, you know, sometimes there's young believers, they come and you're so busy and you're encouraging them. Then I only looked at the email the next morning when I was going to work. And I said, God, there's so much things for me to prepare. How am I going to do this? But I left it in the hands of the Lord and I asked the saints for prayer. I text. Brothers, we have this thing on Zimbabwe lines. Many people all over the world. I text various people. Please pray for me. Pray for me. Our war room. And when I text those, and I just went throughout the day, but I was trying my best to make myself ready. But what was amazing that happened when I went for the interview, the guys, when I went into the interview, I just thought, I don't think I'll make it. Because the guys looked fierce. But when we were in the interview, I was in control of the interview. And they were listening to me. It was like I was feeding them, you know, so to speak. And I was saying to the pastor, even after the interview, I said, what was amazing is sometimes the Lord allows you to go and waffle your nonsense. And those people will be confounded by your nonsense. Like, the guys were amazed. But I wasn't talking any sense. And, you know, they never asked the questions. They never asked. They just asked me a few things and they asked me to tell my story. And I told where I came from, how I came, how I'm here. And why I said Brad Dubes, because he's been on my heart lately so much. And when I went for that interview, I said, but hey, because me, everything I have, I like it for the believers. I said, here's Brother Dubes can fit in here. There's jobs here. Because they're employing so many people. And you know, he's been so heavy on my heart and I've been praying for him. And another last thing, this morning when we woke up, I woke up in the morning and something said to me, what if your car was parked in and there was a car here, car there, and you can't get out? And I said, hey, let me go move the car. It's okay. And I had that worry of car parking, and when we went out, it was impossible to get out, you know. So I said to us, but you know what happens is many times we get maybe lazy when God is trying to speak and we're not listening. We're not reacting to what God is saying. God many times will be telling us things, but we're not reacting. Like even for this interview, 4 weeks ago, something was telling me, prepare, but leave it for later. And on the last, God has to come on the scene, call Jesus on the scene, and he takes away those stones. So I really want to encourage the saints looking for work, especially my brother, that I don't think God has ordained for us to be. God wants us to be, and there's a lot here. This is our place. That's all I want to say. Sorry, saints. Thank you. what you sing after that song. Amen. Amen. We'll start getting into time to enter into the service.
Praise His name.
To die to ourselves. Not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Thy will be done. Hallelujah. Jesus, I want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you. All I want to see is your face. Oh,
we've got the youth meetings coming up starting this week on Wednesday. So starting Wednesday evening, two services Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday, finishing Sunday morning. up in Castle Well, and we've got saints coming from Czech Republic, some from Germany, some from England, from around and about. So we really do thank the Lord for everybody who's coming. Really do appreciate all the effort that's been going in trying to get things arranged. There's a lot of arrangements that need to be made. So Brother Ulmo's just going to come and speak a little bit about the arrangements for Wednesday concerning transport and so forth, and also for Sunday. And then I'll finish off just after him on the arrangements.
God bless you, saints. Thank you very much for your support. It's not been easy doing the logistics, trying to save money here and there, taking advantage of the weak pound at the moment. But we are so thankful that a few brethren here have offered to use their own cars to carry the children, because the bus was going to cost us 750 euro, which is we can't afford it. So there's been a request from the youths to meet here on Wednesday earlier than the time of departure, because they want to practice some songs and fellowship. So we will open the church for them around 11 o'clock in the morning on that day. They are free to come then, and we would ask the sisters if you could prepare some food for your children for that day. They will eat some of it here, they will carry some of it up there. We will arrive a bit after their dinner time, so they will provide with us some food around 7 o'clock, but they said it's tea, you know, so we don't want them to sleep hungry. So we are asking if you could prepare some food just for Wednesday. Any other day is taken care of. We are expecting to leave this place at around 3 o'clock, and we'll be on our way expecting to get there by 5 o'clock. And then people will be allocated their rooms, and they'll be shown around which place to do what and so forth. And then there will be some tea then after that, and we will have our first service on that Wednesday. Now, because Brother Mike and Brother David and Brother Eli and Brother Jose and Brother Maxwell will be helping us to carry the children up north, it won't be good. There won't be enough time for them, I don't think, to make it back here on time for Wednesday service. So if anybody else is feeling like attending Wednesday service with the youth up there, they are more than welcome to come. And Brother David will leave a little bit later, so we will try, if somebody can't make it to leave at 3 o'clock among the youths, then let us know in advance, because Brother David is going to leave a little bit later. He has to pick a couple of other sisters that are arriving late from England. So his car will be picking those two people plus maybe two others that will be late coming. And then Sister Lydia is here. She is going to pick a few sisters that are arriving in the morning and bring them to their house, to your house. And then I suppose we will arrange to bring them here so they can fellowship with others if they are free to do that. If not, Brother Maxwell is going to come to your house and pick those sisters and bring them up north with his car. And we thank the Lord for that. And then Brother Andrew is picking some sisters that are arriving in Belfast at the two airports. It's going to be a busy schedule for him, but I'm sure that he will manage. And then Brother Vegas is on standby. And also Sister Dube had offered her car. So those two cars are on standby for that day, just in case we need them. So just be aware of that. The rest of the smaller things, we have spoken to the individuals, but just to summarize here that we will need your laptop, Sister Angel, to be prepared for the songs there, and that Brother Joseph is going to bring his piano along. Did Brother Maxwell Jr. speak to you about that? No? He did, yeah. So, and Brother George is going to loan us one of his guitars. And we are also going to ask Brother Shepherd to prepare for us a microphone to use up there and a speaker. I'm sure there's speakers there, but we are not so sure how to do it with their equipment. So because we are going to need transport while we are there as well for going from place to place, we're looking to find a small coach that we could use from there. But if any of you are free to attend, especially on the Friday afternoon, we would be very glad if you bring your car along and help us to bring. I think we are going for the mountains on that Friday afternoon. So we will need help with transport while we are there, because Brother Eli is going, but he has to come back on Thursday night. Maybe we put him on a bus and he leaves his car behind. So if anybody else is not sure, please let us know. But these are the arrangements. We will also post the times for the services on the WhatsApp group, just in case anybody wants to attend those services. So the same people that are going to take people there would also ask that they would help us on Sunday to bring the people back. And that's quite critical, because many of our visitors are depending on it and they have to catch their flights and so forth. So we'd really ask. I don't know how we'll do the arrangements for Sunday service, but we have a very big hall there that can carry more than 100. So anybody's free to come along if they feel like coming. So that's about it. Anything else, we'll let you know. Thank you.
So just to finish up on that is that Wednesday, therefore, there'll be no service here, as Brother Wilmore was saying. The prayer meeting from Wednesday, we'll put it to Friday, if that's okay, Brother Max. Just for the saints that are around for prayer meeting, I know there'll be quite a lot of saints won't be here, because we'll be up there, obviously. Then Sunday service, we still will have a service here, but we're really encouraging anybody that wants to come for next Sunday service. It's a service that's open to everybody. Anybody that wants to come up there, it'll be the closing service, so anybody that can come, especially the saints that have got cars, are going to help with transport, please come. You know, I know maybe there'll be fewer people here, but I think it's a real good, worthy sacrifice to make for our young people. Amen. You know, so that'll be Wednesday, no service. Friday night will be the prayer meeting here. And then next week on Sunday, anybody's welcome to come, but there will still be a service here. So you can call the brother. Thanks, prayer. So let's really keep it in prayer. That's what we're speaking about on Friday, is the importance of prayer before the occasion. Amen. You know, that's how everything is prepared, is by prayer. You know, I know Brother Will, we're fellowshipping again that other time about Brother Daniel Nash. You know, that kind of a person who's got that kind of a spirit of intercession, who can really pray and break through. Somebody who can wage warfare in heavenly places before the actual event takes place. Those people are worth their weight in gold. And that potential is in each and every one of the sons and daughters of God. Amen. That if we just yield ourselves to his unction at this time, to his spirit, really give yourself to pray. You know, so we're really looking forward to it, requesting your prayers and expecting the Lord to be so faithful, because he always is. And may the Lord bless those services. So today we're really happy Brother Ubanza is going to finish his message, which he started last week. So we really ask the brother to take his liberty. If you want to come straight away, bro, everything's ready to go. May we stand, and God bless you.
God bless you. It's a privilege again to be among you and share with you the word of God. I want to thank Pastor Andrew once again for giving me this opportunity to share with you the word of God. Amen. So we'll turn our Bible in 1 Peter. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we humbly bow before you, Lord, to thank thee for this opportunity. Give us, Lord, to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony, for the praises, for the specials, for the request that you have granted to us already, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, for everything, and now we want to submit ourselves into your hands, and we ask, Lord, to put me aside, Lord, paralyze all my senses, Lord, and my ideas, my thoughts. Let your Holy Spirit take over, Lord, and speak to your people. We believe that you're going to speak to us, Lord, as we read this word in Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. 1 Peter. Peter and from verse 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit into obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, as Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. We are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice through now for a season, if needed be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, you believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. You may be seated. May God bless his word. I want to continue with the subject on the restoration of the soul. Amen. And we saw that it was the healing of our souls. So we read here Peter saying that you're receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. You'll notice through this word that God used different words to mean one thing. And he called it different names. Amen? Amen? Different words. But salvation, healing of your soul is the same thing. Amen. That's why the prophet said Christ, when he died, it was for double meaning. Amen. The healing of your physical body. Amen. And the healing also of your soul. So, salvation, restoration of your soul is just the same thing. And we're speaking about the salvation or the healing. And if our soul has to be healed, it means that it is sick or it was sick. Amen. Amen? So there is a disease, and you are used to the message, and you know the prophet called that the greatest disease that there is the disease of sin. Amen. Amen. And you know, when someone is very sick, seriously sick, and they can't do anything, and it looks like he has he'll die. Before he passed away, he go into a state they call unconsciousness. He becomes unconscious, or they call it a coma. When the disease becomes so strong, so bad, it takes you into a state called unconsciousness. You become unconscious. And someone who's unconscious, he can't respond to the stimuli, to the people, to touch, to activities around. He becomes completely unconscious. And let me read to you something, you are used to it, where the prophet said that the beginning of man, that what God gave him power over everything on earth, now through the fall he lost that power, then he becomes unconscious of the fact. So, like it or not, if we became unconscious, it means we were sick. So bad that it took us into an unconsciousness, unconscious state. And Christ came to bring us back, to redeem us. Amen? So, God will be dealing with unconsciousness of people. People have become unconscious, not to this world, the physical world, natural world, no, is unconscious to the spiritual.
Amen. Amen.
Unconscious toward God.
Amen.
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 And said, now Christ came and redeemed man back to his position. He paid the price at Calvary. And God has redeemed us completely. And we know that the title deed has come back to us through the revealed word.
Amen.
God has revealed the word. Amen? And we could see the effect of it in the life of the prophet. He could create the squirrels. He could stop the wind. He could give the life to a small fish to show you that the title deed is back into man's hand. God, Christ has redeemed us. And then, now you say, now the thing of it is, since he has restored man back to this place, it's not that we are not restored. It's not that we are not brought back. But the problem is, since man has been restored back to this place, man in the fall has lost his consciousness. So the thing that's making us not to benefit from the word, from our inheritance, it's not that there is no power.
Amen.
Everything is here.
Amen.
Everything you need for your earthly journey,
amen,
to heaven, it's already in you.
Amen.
Not that it's outside. It's within you. It's near you than anything else.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But what it's doing, it's making man not to benefit from this, is an consciousness, is awareness of what Father put him on earth to do. In other words, the plumbing. So it means that in you, there is a plumbing.
Amen.
Physically, spiritually. Amen?
Amen?
In your spirit, I mean in your mind, there is a plumbing. In your body, there are plumbing. You call them nerves. Veins, okay? That's where the blood go through. Amen.
Amen.
The nerves and so and so. But in your spirit, in your mind, you got also plumbing there. Amen.
Amen.
In the soul, you got also plumbing.
Amen.
And he said the plumbing, all of the plumbing as it was in our brain. So the way your brain is wired is plumbed
God has made it in such a way to work in a certain way.
Amen.
But with the fall, that plumbing, even in the brain, got distorted.
Yes, sir.
Messed up.
Amen.
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 There is a dysfunction in the brain. But you can see, even with the fall, what man can achieve.
Yes, sir.
Cars, planes, wonderful things.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But to prove that there is a distortion, those things, instead of being a benefit, good for to people, it starts killing people now.
Yes.
They use the same brain to make a bomb, an atomic bomb to kill someone. They use the same brain. Are you with me?
Amen.
That showed a dysfunction in the brain.
Amen.
The plumbing has been distorted.
Yes.
It should work in such a way that whatever we do does only good.
Amen.
But because we ate from the tree of evil and good, so there are some good and also some evil. And now evil is even more than good.
Amen.
They give you food, but they put inside some chemicals that are killing you.
Amen.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
They give you a car, the same car is putting in the air some metals, heavy metals they say, which are killing us now. Pollution. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because of the plumbing in our brain, the outlet, the faith, has been clogged up. Is that so? I don't know if I pronounce it properly. Clogged?
Amen.
Clogged up. It's clogged up with business affair, with home life, domestic things. All those things are good. But when they start clogging up, the system, the plumbing that God put in you, then it becomes a problem.
Amen.
It's all become so clogged up with that, until God can't operate through those channels that he made men fall.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You see where the unconsciousness is coming from? Because the channels are clogged. The contact is cut. You can't contact anymore. It's like when someone is getting cholesterol in the veins, the blood can't move up here. When he got hurt, the wound can't cure because the blood can't come up because there's something clogging up.
Amen.
The blood, it cuts the contact. It disconnects the contact, the life. And that's how man became when he was clogged up by all those things. He forgot. He got in a state of unconsciousness. The only thing is, this unconsciousness is a bit different from physical one, natural one, because the natural one, you are laid in the bed or you will be there not doing anything. But this one, you are living, you are walking, you are talking, but you are unconscious.
Amen.
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 That's the problem when it comes to spiritual things. Amen?
Amen.
And God made a human body. Every little part of it plays, it has to play, place to play. The teeth, the tongue, the eyes, the nose. God does everything in there to make it perfect in operation. To make the man to live. And if God so patterned the man, the body of man, how much more is patterned and set in order the body of Christ, the church?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, I want you to give me your attention to this morning because I hope with my poor English, I'll convey to you
amen.
What God wants amen. You to catch. Amen? He said this. The outlet. If God designed man's body, he certainly designed the body of his son, the church, is designed us to come together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And have this supernatural working of God outlet through gift of the Spirit such as prophecy, wisdom, knowledge, and gift of healing. All these different gifts outlet that God let his power, his revelation to go out.
Amen.
The supernatural. Amen. So, since these channels are clogged, what is the thing that are clogging those channels?
Amen.
It's a much vain philosophy. Amen. Teachings. Are you with me?
Amen.
Philosophy. Teachings. Until it has set the human mind to a revolution of thinking on matters of this and that. Till God can't work. So the teaching, when people are taught wrong, they forget. They can't come back to themselves. That's why I say, I've sent my word, and my word has healed thee. So the word of God is there to heal us. Can you say amen? So we see that unconsciousness is when a person is unable to respond to people, to activities. And when we become unable to respond to supernatural power, supernatural presence of God. God is here. God is in the church. And you are unable to sense his presence. You are so clogged up. Sometimes you are shocked when you see someone crying. It's because you are clogged up. You should know, if you could be in your consciousness, you could recognize that God is here. That's what is making people to cry or to do what they are doing. People are so clogged up. The prophet said, when you say amen in a church, they look around. They are able to chase you away.
Amen.
Why? They are so clogged.
Amen.
Man was created to respond in every second, every minute to the presence of God.
Amen.
When God is there, you sense it already.
Amen.
You don't need to come to church. You don't need the pastor to speak for you to recognize. No, you don't need to come to the altar. Wherever you are able to sense the presence of God. Your God can be here and you let him pass. You despise him, not knowing that it's God. That's what was happening with the Pharisees. They were so clogged up that they are in the presence of Jesus Christ and they can't sense his presence. They can't know that this is God. This is the creator. Many times we do like this courier boy who came with the invitation of Simon, his boss. The prophet said that was an opportunity of life to stand in the presence of the creator of heaven and earth. He said, my, if that opportunity could be given to me.
Amen.
This guy came. He could not recognize that I'm a presence of the supernatural being.
Amen.
This is not a normal man.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And you receive according to your realization.
Amen.
If you believe that God is here, you will receive also according to your revelation.
Amen.
If you think that God is not here, you will go out without anything.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The presence of God is so important.
Amen.
That God made us in such a way to recognize his presence.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And when we can't do that, we become unable, then we are unconscious.
Amen.
And that's a very bad stage of a sickness. It's when you go into coma.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you get into coma, it becomes a very bad stage of sickness. You are going. You are passing away.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And they said that unconsciousness can be caused by any major illness. Someone can pass away with malaria. Another one with a stomach ache. Another one with this and that. When it becomes major, it becomes so hard. You get into that. If they don't help you to come out of unconsciousness, brothers and sisters, you are gone.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So, the symptom is unresponsiveness. We become unresponsive to any spiritual touch.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
To show, to prove that God brought to us a message of restoration.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you know this message is the message of restoration?
Amen.
He said this in spiritual amnesia. Is that so?
Amen.
He called it what? Spiritual amnesia. That's what the exactly what the church has got today. What? Spiritual amnesia. Not physical. He said it shall come to pass in the last day that this thing will take place. What we see taking place, and the church sits just as dead as 12 o'clock. God said these things will happen. And now here, God is here doing them. And he said the church sat there as dead as 12 o'clock. What is it? Spiritual amnesia. We call ourselves Pentecost and can't identify ourselves. So let's first see what he says about spiritual amnesia. Because one of the symptoms of unconsciousness is amnesia. Amen? So he said, listen. He would certainly blast it with all that was in him. For he had thus served the Lord. And he couldn't do nothing else but that. He found them in that day with a bad case of a disease, spiritual amnesia. And that's just exactly what we got today. Now, how did you know what was going to happen? How would Amos know? First, he was a prophet. And the next thing, he know by the disease what the diagnosis was. And he would know what the result was. If a doctor looks upon a malignancy and see that malignant has done to a halt, he knows that there is nothing but death left. That's all. Unless God does something about it. Well, when you look, okay, he said, there is nothing but to diagnose but sin. And the wages of sin is death. It's dying. The diagnosis proves what it is. You see, when people get away from God and won't listen to the word, have no more desire for the word, then there is one diagnosis to it. The soul that sinneth, that soul shall die. Unbelief shall separate you from God.
Amen.
That he knew what the disease, the result was. The disease of sin in the city. Now, this amnesia, we are told it is a cause you to it cause you to be to a place where you cannot identify yourself. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
This amnesia brings you to a place where you can't identify yourself. It's an unusual thing. It doesn't happen too often, but the cause is from a shock. It's somebody that don't even know who they are. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you see now? While you are talking about who I am?
Yes. Amen.
Because this is the only way you can be brought back to your consciousness. To know who you are. It's a salvation. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? You see, he said, after Jesus has restored us back. But the thing is, we are still unconscious. Can you say amen? We are still unconscious. So the only solution now is to become conscious. That's why this message is here. Not to make you a Christian. Not to make you a son of God. You are a son of God before the foundation of the world. This message is not changing you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
This message is here to let you come back to your consciousness.
Amen.
Tell you who you are.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Exactly like the little eagle. It was an eagle from the egg.
Amen.
It didn't become an eagle when it was in the barnyard. It was the eagle before even it comes into the egg.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It was an eagle. The mother eagle didn't come to change it.
Amen.
The mother eagle never brought any power to it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The mother eagle never even touched it.
Amen.
It stood up there.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And God is doing the same thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He stood up there in the supernatural.
Amen.
And the prophet never went into the barnyards. He never went into the denominations. He stood outside of the denominations.
Amen.
Outside of the barnyard.
Amen.
And with a message. A message of restoration.
Amen.
Telling you who you are.
Amen.
You are not a chicken.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are not a chicken.
Amen.
You are not a liar.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are not a sinner.
Amen.
You never sinned to begin with.
Amen.
You were an eagle.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world. You were an eagle.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
This message doesn't change you.
Amen.
But it makes you to become conscious.
Amen.
Of who you are.
Amen.
And once you realize
Amen.
Who you are. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The power that is within you is activated.
Amen.
The power is activated.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Because the power is dormant in you.
Yes.
But it needs to be woken up.
Yes.
And the consciousness will do it.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
This amnesia brings you to a place where you cannot identify
Amen.
Yourself.
Amen.
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 You find it from walls. Soldiers get it. Sometimes people get it. Another thing causes it. It's worry. It comes from shock. It comes also from worries. With the shock we have of sin coming into this world, it put us. We forgot everything. We bypassed the theophany. And we forgot everything. But him, he didn't forget anything. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So a Christian should never worry. One secret. Oh, I want to pass you something. Every time you start worrying, know that you are outside of the prayer of the presence of God.
Amen.
You are out of the presence of God. Once in the presence of God, worries stop.
Amen.
Because worries is for future.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And God is not in the future.
Yes.
God is now.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I am.
Amen.
If you live in I am,
Amen.
You'll never worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
That's why I say don't worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
What you eat. Because look to the birds.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Stay in the presence of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When we stay in the presence of God, worries stop.
Amen.
Don't cross the bridge before you get there.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Don't put yourself in jail before even the day came. Amen. They say no, they take you to court the 2nd of August. We are today, the 26th. You start worrying, oh, they're putting me in jail. No, wait for the 2nd of August. Amen. For now, you are not in jail. Amen. Enjoy today. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Worry caused spiritual amnesia. So we are busy worrying about this, about that. And at the end, we are just headache, and everything. But sometimes it doesn't. Jesus said, who can change his white hair to black or black to white? By worrying. Can you do that? So don't. We have to stop it. Amen. Spiritual amnesia. He said, you come to a point where you've lost your reasons. You've lost your mind. You don't know who you are. You can't identify yourself. You can walk around, eat, and everything. But you can't identify yourself. So we are doing everything, living as normal people, but we are sick of spiritual amnesia. Amen. Amen. So, the prophet said, speech amnesia make us forget or not know to identify ourselves. And my subject was the healing of the soul. Amen. The restoration of the soul. But first of all, let's see what is the soul. What the prophet is talking about the soul. He said the soul is the part of you who knows and understands your intelligence. So these people here in the world, they've lied to us, telling us that the brain is the intelligence. No. The intelligence in man is the soul.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That is the intelligence. And the soul is that part that is in you that knows and understands. Okay, brother, can you put your sister? Before we continue. And then another place he said, you meet God. Yeah. Can you move it? It's not there. Move it to the last. To the last. Okay. Let's put the last. Right. the last. Okay. And put this. Yeah. No. Yeah. No. This one. This one here. Okay. Yeah, that one. Okay. Slideshow. Okay. Yes. Okay, so the prophet said, the soul is that part of you who knows and understands your intelligence. Amen? Amen? So as you know, your body, spirit, and soul. And God will use you according to your makeup. Amen? Amen. God will never ask you something that is out of your makeup.
Amen.
So, when we come to the second part, which is your spirit, it got some gate or doors or inlet or outlet, you can call them, which is conscience, reason, affection, memory, imagination. This forms the part of your mind, your intellect. And God gave you this, which is very important in your life. Amen?
Amen?
And then he gave you a soul. And he said, this soul, this is the part of you that knows. But you see, according to the distortion we have, we usually think that we know with our spirit. But this is an intellectual knowledge.
Amen.
But the real knowledge comes from the soul.
Amen.
Only the soul knows. Your mind, if you check everything that comes into your mind, it's not real.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
It's not real. Everything you got here, you look with your eyes, you take a picture, and that picture, when it comes into you, it went in you as electrical signals. Amen?
Amen?
And that your mind will interpret that information. But the information that goes in, it's not the thing that you saw.
Yes, sir.
It's just an image of what you saw.
Amen.
And that image can be wrong.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
So the true knowledge doesn't come from your mind.
No.
Have you come across someone who, when he looked green, he saw it red?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Have you met someone like that, or have you heard about it?
Amen.
It's green, but he looks, he say, no, it's red. Be careful with such a driver.
Amen.
But you can fight with him.
That's right.
If he's not humble, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
He can fight with you because you say, no, man, it's not red, it's green. He can fight because for him it will be like an insult.
Hey.
If he doesn't realize that he's sick, are you with me?
Amen.
He can fight with you. So you understand that every knowledge that comes from the senses and your spirit can be wrong.
Amen.
Never trust them.
Amen.
That's why the prophet said, God will never use your head.
Amen.
God will never use your mind.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So, but you know with your soul. Let's continue and say, you read it and you understand. You meet God with your soul. And the way that soul is, it produces what kind of life you are.
Amen.
Amen? And he said, we are identified by having a soul.
Amen.
That tells us, listen, what is right and wrong.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we are identified by a soul. A conscience that tells us what is wrong and what is right. Amen. But this soul, if you are predestinated, if you are a son of God, the prophet say that soul is a real gem of God. A gem that comes from God. So every soul of every child of God is a gene. It's God in gene form.
Amen.
It's God in germ form. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He said, your physical contact, the physical, your spiritual contact, the spiritual. But the inside of that, you've got a soul. And that soul, that gene, that comes from God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So this gene, this soul, is a gene that comes from God.
Amen.
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 Inside of that man, the third realm, this is the third realm, is the soul. And that is predestinated by God. That's where there is a seed gems lays in there. So that's what I was trying to tell you. This message is not here to change you, to make you a gene. You are a gene from God. Can you say amen? You are a gene from God. And you come here for a mission, for a purpose. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But inside of you, there is a gene lying. When we send a gene form, it's waiting for something to come and work it up. And then it will reproduce or express the nature of its father. Can you say amen? So this gene comes from God. And he said, but his soul is a gem. That gem is the word. I don't care how much you can preach, how well you do this, how much you love. That's one of the inlets to spirit. You can't love with your body. You love with your spirit. That's one of the inlets. And you can love God. You can love and even love God and still not be right. You can cast out devils, preach, and do these things, still not be right. Jesus said many would come in that day. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So if that gene is not from God, whatever you do outside here doesn't matter.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you love him?
Amen.
And he called it, it's a real gift from God. Amen. So now, if it's the gene of God in us, what means that we have become unconscious? He said, what I'm asking you to is this. As a denominational Christian, with only a profession of faith, you'll never see the mystery. You stay in your church, but be born again of the Spirit of God. So the valves in your innermost being, in your mind and soul, can open up to the full stature of what God wants you to be. So the prophet is encouraging people here to stay in their church, but to be born again, so that the valves in the mind, the valves in the soul can be opened up. Because as the valves or the veins in human body with too much cholesterol, too much plaques, blocks or stones of blood, it's hindered the blood to circulate. The same thing, the blood of God, the life of Christ, can't circulate easily in you because the valves are not open.
Amen.
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 What that means, unconsciousness, what that means, before I read this, let me read to you something you have come across where the prophet said. Some people go away and say, I don't feel any better. I was prayed for last week. Probably never feel any better too. You've got to believe it. Amen? Jesus never did say, did you feel it?
No.
He said, did you believe it?
Amen.
Amen. Mary didn't wait till she felt life. She started right then testifying she was going to have a baby. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't have to feel nothing. Amen. See nothing. Or nothing, you have to believe something. Amen. Amen. I'm not aiming myself, but it means so it be. Amen. Why do did I read this? Because I want to show you something here. If I went straight to read that, maybe it could bring some confusion, because one place I was preaching this the same almost same subject, and because I forgot to put the difference between this, and it was a bit a problem for believers to understand, because they can't understand. Here, Brother Branham said, you don't have to feel anything. But this feeling here, it's not what I'm going to speak about.
Amen.
Because your body got senses. Your spirit got senses. And you know that you have a body. You are aware of your body because you can see. You can touch. You can hear. You can taste. Are you with me? You know that you have a spirit. You don't see your spirit. When you see the people in the world, they say, no, we can't believe something we can't prove scientifically. Can the scientist prove to us scientifically that he got a mind?
Yes, yes, amen.
Can he be able to show us in laboratory what the mind is? Tell me.
No.
Never. So he's believing something himself he can't prove.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So God never made the mind to prove everything.
Amen.
The mind is just a portion.
Amen.
Amen? Of the intelligence of God. But it's not all the infinite mind of God. Amen?
Amen.
So we see that you can have reason. You can have affection, memory. You can remember something. Then you know that you got a spirit.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
You can imagine things. And you know that you have a spirit.
Amen.
So for us to be aware of the soul, we need also a certain sense.
Amen.
God should have given us a sense to sense our soul.
Amen.
And when you lose that sense, you become unconscious.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So then he said, speaking about enemy you can ever see, no matter what it is, if you are enemy, if you got any feeling at all, and the worst enemy you got, that you know was going to go to a place like hell, it will make you feel bad. Understand?
Amen.
If you have a feeling at all, and you see that your arch enemy is going to a place like a hell, instead of rejoicing that now God is punishing him, if you had a feeling, you will feel bad.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he said, if you have any problem with someone, he said, pledge yourself that to God. God, by your grace, that's what I'll do. No matter what anyone says, evil return good. Don't think evil. If you don't think evil and you are just hypocritically saying it, then you are wrong. Just keep on consecrating yourself to God until you really feel good to that person.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Can you be able to feel good?
Amen.
You see someone is blessed, you must feel good.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You must feel good when someone is blessed.
Amen.
Don't feel bad.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
If you have any feeling at all, and if you have the nature of God, you'll feel good
amen.
About people.
Amen.
You'll feel pity when people are suffering. You'll cry with those who are crying. Because you have a feeling. You can feel for people. Can you say amen? One time Moses, a prophet of God, lost his feeling toward the people because they were rebellious against him. Can you say amen? But that was not a good attitude. We should never lose our feelings towards people. The prophet himself lost his feeling. He said, no, I will quit. People are rejecting my message. I'm going to stay in the bush, in the desert, and I'll live like Elijah. And God said, oh, yes, and me that will leave you. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are losing the feeling of the people. So God was showing the prophet that although people can be against you, you should never lose the feeling. We should always be feeling good. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's the way to do it. Then the sweetness of God's blessing will just cover your soul. So this feeling here, amen, it's another kind of feeling. Can you say amen? People today don't have any feelings at all. He can say something bad and hurt, but he doesn't feel that he has hurt. That is the stage, the point the people have come. He can't feel for other people that what I'm saying is hurting. If you can't feel what people are feeling, you are sick. Are you with me?
Amen.
You are sick. That's why this world is sick.
Amen.
They don't feel about people.
Amen.
What they have in their mind is profit, money, figures. But what the people are suffering, they are feeling in, they don't care.
Yes.
And Christians are becoming like that.
Amen.
They are becoming so hard. They can't feel what someone, even in the family. You say something hurting your wife, but not feeling that you are hurting.
Amen.
That's a dangerous situation.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then they say, may down deep in their soul. That's a prayer of Brother Brown. He's praying to God. May down deep in their soul, not some outward emotion.
Amen.
But way down in their soul, deep. They can feel just a sweet, humble soothing.
Amen.
Something coming over them.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So down deep in our soul, we should have a feeling.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
That way God want to come and live in you.
Amen.
How do we know that God is here? That's our spiritual sight.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
It's that feeling down there.
Amen.
You pray it up until you are lifted up in another dimension and you feel down there such a deep
amen.
Joy, peace that passeth all understanding.
Amen.
Then you know that God is visiting you. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Oh my. He said, I feel him weighed down. The first thing, I feel him weighed down in my heart and watching my lives and see my desires to serve him, humble, meek, and lowly. That's what we need, friends. That's Jesus. That's the Jesus of the Bible. Not Jesus of the intellect. I feel him in my soul. I feel him in my heart. That's what we need, friends. Not the Jesus of the intellect. Know too much about Jesus. You have read about too much Jesus. You know about all those things. But what we are talking about is the feeling. Do you feel now? As I'm speaking to you, can you feel? Or are you still dumb, numb to the presence of God in you? That's the Jesus we need, friends. Not a Jesus of the intellect. We can't come to church, sing, pray, listen to the word, and make a dried eyes pray and go out and say we have been to church. We should be until we feel the presence of God. We are here to meet Him. How do you meet Him? You must know that I met Him. Something happened in my heart. Something happened in my soul. I'm not the same as I came in. That's what we need, friends. That the Jesus of the Bible. It means that in the Bible, after Pentecost, this is the Jesus they have. Can you say amen? Not a Jesus of the intellect, but a Jesus of the soul. Can you say amen? So there is a Jesus of the intellect according to the prophet, and a Jesus of the soul. What is the difference? The Jesus of the intellect, you know Him with your memory, reasoning, everything. But the Jesus of the soul, you feel Him. Amen. You feel Him. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen? My, do you love Him? Amen. Do you appreciate Him? Amen. Oh my. Listen. Today I'll do too much reading.
Amen.
Don't be cross with me. Because with my poor English, I can't very very well explain. So I think by reading, you will catch exactly what. Amen. We must be that. We must be the church, the bride of Jesus Christ. I lived with Him on the earth. I lived with Him on the earth when He lived. I died with Him when He died. I rose with Him when He rose. I'm assembled and I'm seated with Him now in heavenly places because I'm part of Him. Amen. Oh my, I am part of Him. And every one of us knows that He's a part of God. Can you say amen? Don't let anyone to prove you the opposite. You are a part of God. Claim it. It's your birthright. Can you say amen? It's your birthright. I'm assembled and I'm seated with Him now in heavenly places because I'm part of Him. Wherever He is, there I am. Where my servant is, there will I be also. So, everywhere His servant is, Jesus is there. I believe that He's here. I believe that He's here. Now, listen, He can fellowship with us. He's fellowshipping with us now. He can fellowship with us through us. He fellowship with us and through us. That's what we call fellowship. Oh, what a fellowship. Can you say amen? Love divine. My. Amen. Oh, I feel like jumping. Now He can fellowship with us, through us, and rest His word with us. Which we are part of His word. If He's the word and we are part of Him, then we are part of the word. And how can I deny I got a hand? How can I deny that I got a hand? No matter how much some idiot would, excuse me, some science would say that I haven't got a hand. I got a hand. I know I got a hand. I use it. No one can prove to me that I don't have a hand. I don't have a ear. I don't have a head. I got it. I use it. Can you say amen? And now I got a God. Now I got a God. I got a Savior. I got a Savior. Amen. How do you know it? Amen. I feel Him in my soul. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Amen? How can I deny that I got a Savior? Brother Andrew, I feel Him in my heart. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you feel love,
hallelujah,
you love your enemies.
Hallelujah.
You love someone who's saying something wrong against you.
Amen.
Then you are feeling your Savior.
Yes,
can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You are part of Him. You feel Him.
Amen.
If you feel anger,
hallelujah,
you are not feeling Him.
Amen.
If you feel jealousy, it's not Him.
Amen.
You are part of jealousy. Then, can you say amen?
Amen?
But when you feel love,
amen,
you feel joy,
amen,
you feel peace,
amen,
that passeth all understanding.
Amen.
You can't prove to me that I'm not saved.
Amen.
I am because I feel.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
My sense of feeling has been activated.
Amen.
It was dead one time, but not now. God has sent His fire from heaven to burn all the obstacles, all the cholesterols, the plaques and everything, to wash all the valves so that I can feel Him freely. Hallelujah! What a fellowship! What a fellowship! Hallelujah! So you understand, brothers and sisters, that everything that's happened on earth is just to stop us from feeling Him.
Amen.
Be careful.
Amen.
Be careful.
Amen.
The devil is trying to part us, to separate us from that feeling.
Amen.
Because when you feel it, you know, let's get to it.
Amen.
I use it.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Oh my God. I feel Him in my soul. I am a part of Him.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Oh, this is very good.
Amen.
It doesn't depend on how much books I've read.
Amen.
It doesn't depend on how I am with this one, with that one, with this one. No. Just a feeling.
Amen.
My birthright.
Amen.
I was created.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
To be a part of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I am part of Him. I feel Him in my soul. I am part of Him. That what is His word. So the word has become so real. Amen.
Amen.
So when we say we are part of God, we know what we are saying. We're talking
Amen.
About.
Amen.
We're talking about that feeling that makes us part of God.
Amen.
Because when I feel about my brother, I become part of him.
Amen.
Whatever he feel, I feel.
Amen.
Whatever he suffer, I suffer. So when I make you part of Him, I'm feeling. Can you say amen? That's why Him also is part of us. That's why He say He's touched by the what?
Amen.
Amen. He's touched by the feelings of your infirmities. My. Is it wonderful to have such a Savior who can feel your feelings. My! Before even you pray, by the time you felt it, and you start making a program to pray, He already answered. He already, can you say amen? Because as soon as you feel, He feels. Because there is a contact, there is a connection. That's what the angel Gabriel told Daniel. That the day you have on heart to pray, just on heart, when you just have the thought to pray, your prayer was answered. So it didn't say the day you start praying. No, the day you have on heart to pray, your prayer was answered. Can you say amen? Though the answer tarries, but God has heard already your answer. Be patient. Rejoice. Praise Him. You'll see the result. Because he's connected with you. You are a part of him. He's a part of you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Praise be to God. You remember the story of this mother, of this beautiful baby. She was despising a mom at the railway. When the house took fire, the neighbors came, other mothers came. They knew that the baby is burning down. They were sympathizing. They were maybe crying too. But no one could be moved by his cries to go and take that baby out of the fire.
Amen.
So their compassion was just intellect.
Amen.
Because intellect will never move you.
Amen.
There is no power into intellect.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Amen.
But when the mother, the real mother came, she didn't wait 2 minutes, 2 seconds. It was too much. She took all the clothes, wet clothes, she put around her. She ran into the fire. And she took the baby, wrapped. She sacrificed herself. Why? She was connected to this baby through the birth. Can you say amen? When you are connected like that, brother, nothing can stop you when that thing is being hurt. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. Why? It's through new birth. Christ is born in you. Christ become your baby. And when he's in fire, you won't stop there crying and turning around. You will go through fire to get him out. Can you say amen? Because you have give birth to Christ.
Hallelujah.
And through birth you are connected.
Amen.
A real mother, she's connected to the baby.
Amen.
Because for 9 months, the baby was connected to her.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Do you appreciate him?
Amen.
That's why we must be born again.
Amen.
If you are not yet, this is the occasion, opportunity. And if you are already born again, this is it to make you awake.
Amen.
Come out of your unconsciousness.
Amen.
Don't be there pitying yourself, crying. No, you are part of God.
Amen.
Use it.
Amen.
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 Use it.
Amen.
Oh my. Oh, sorry. Let's continue. He was talking to a sister in the prayer line. Then he said, don't never be afraid of Christianity.
Amen.
So he's exhorting the sister. Don't never be afraid of Christianity. Hang your soul on any promise. It's good.
Amen.
Christ died to make it good.
Amen.
Any promise, hang your soul on that.
Amen.
Then he said, now, I would in no wise say that if I didn't feel his presence here, like the eagle felt his wings.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So to make that declaration, it was because he felt the presence of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Then he'll say, but I would rather like live like that and have favor with God than have the best movie star home that is sitting on Hollywood Hill over here. I'd rather feel in my heart the presence of Christ that I feel now than to have the riches of this world.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
What time I have to stop? Okay.
Hallelujah.
I'd rather feel in my heart the presence of Christ that I feel now than to have the riches of... Brother, this feeling we're talking about, this presence of God, it's more than all the riches.
Amen.
People are ready in the world to pay millions just to feel that presence.
Amen.
Sometimes you feel you neglect. There is no money. There is not enough gold in the world that can purchase the presence of God in your heart. Never exchange it from things of the world with the things of the world. Amen. And let me read this one to you. You are used to it. Did you ever stop to think this morning, as far as returning, that is, it had become visible? He is already here with us now.
Amen.
Who? Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He's already here with us now.
Amen.
Now today, just imagine that his presence being here today. The Lord Jesus is in another world or another dimension right here today in a form of spirit.
Amen.
His spirit is blending in with our spirit.
Amen.
Our eyes can't see him because that they are physical yet. Unless there would be something happen that would see vision. But he's here just as visible and just real as the day that he spoke to Mary at the grave. Or he met Cleopas on his road to Emmaus. His presence is here. It can be filled with that. Felt with that inner charge that on the inside of human body called the new birth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The soul has been magnetized unto him.
Yes.
And once in a while, you let your mind be concentrated on him, believing on him. After a while, something, a reality. You can feel something sweep over your being.
Yes,
listen, that's the vindication of his resurrection.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
When you feel that presence, it's a vindication that he is risen from the dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm going to finish with this quote because I was talking about the healing. And the prophet said every valves were clogged up, the plumbing clogged up. Amen? Our veins, our valves, and made us numb. Now, talking about the unbelievers, that the only way that the world will see Christ, will ever see Christ, is when they see in it in you and
amen.
Me.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It's one thing to be an image of Christ. That's very good. Amen? But it's another thing to express
amen.
That image
amen.
To the world.
Amen.
And that's where we fail. It's when we are supposed to express.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He said, they'll see Christ is when they see it in you and me. That's the only way they'll ever see Christ. Why? He said, their conscience are numb to the sunset. Is your conscience numb to the sunset? When the sunset is going down, you don't feel anything. He said, their conscience are numb to the sunset, to the call of the birds. It looks like we are many. Huh?
Amen.
To the leaves. Conscience numb to even to the leaves of the trees and grass. Oh, even the grass, we should be seeing God.
That's right.
Say, their conscience are numb.
Amen.
I don't know how about us. And the flowers, and the music, and the message, and so forth.
Hallelujah.
That we enjoy after we have found Christ.
Amen.
Huh? We enjoy these things after we have found
Christ.
But when we have not found Christ, we are numb. Then he's praying to God. When you see God promise anything and then turn back around and confirm what he has promised, then you can be perseverant. What could happen? If man could ever take a hold. Sorry, he's not talking to God. He's talking to people. Straight he say, if man could ever take a hold and open up their numb feelings away from God and come up in the Holy Spirit and catch a hold of him. So you understand that the unconsciousness is that numbness. Can I say that?
Amen.
To the soul and the Holy Ghost. We become numb. They say they just can't believe that there is such a thing as a miracle in this modern age. Well, I don't mean to say anything bad about that person that say that there is nothing as a miracle. I don't want to say bad thing about him. But they are spiritually numb. They are spiritually blind. They have no spiritual sight or spiritual feelings at all. Can you say amen? Because no man can sit in a crowd of people wherein the Holy Spirit is falling, no matter if he is absolutely a sinner or she, but what they are bound to sense the presence of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Even if you are a sinner, still God has given you a feeling. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You can't sit there like a piece of wood. Sorry. I don't understand why they are shouting. I don't know why they are enjoying. Be cured.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Then you'll understand.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
One time the prophet was like that until he got converted.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But they are bound to sense the presence of God.
Amen.
You see the word. He promised being fulfilled. Then you would have to be numb. And you see it with your own eyes happening. Then you'll have to be blind. Spiritually, I'm not speaking physically. But you can certainly be spiritually blind and have 20/20 physical sight. And you can stand in the presence of the living God. And you can stand under the anointing of the Spirit and see it moving still. It won't touch you. You can see what God said. Preach it to you perfectly and then manifest it and still won't go in. Don't believe it. Then you are beyond reach.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Never harden your heart in the presence of God.
Amen.
If you don't understand, say, God, I don't understand.
Amen.
Help me. Why my brother is rejoicing in your presence? When my brother is feeling like, why can't I feel the same? No one can be in the presence of God and stand there. Nothing is happening. No, brother. It's impossible. You can't. It won't touch you. You can see what God said, preach it to you perfectly, and then manifest it, and still won't go in. You are already dead. You are already numb, blinded, gone on. They were completely. I finish with this one. Amen. He say, then we filled you. Speaking to God. Then we filled you. We filled you now. We can feel you now. We look back and see where once we was healed. Eh? How do you say it? H-E-W-E-D. Healed. We was healed. Once we was healed out of a hard lump. A hard lump of sin. Hard. That's why he said, I'll take away your stony heart. I'll give you the heart of flesh that's tender towards God. Sensitive to the supernatural. Sensitive to the spirit. And now we have been lifted up where the blessing cannot come to us there. Now we have it. So we are in such a way, in that hard condition, the blessing of God could not reach us. But we have lifting up from there. Now we are there where we can see them and receive them. Once we were blind. Now we can see. Once we were numb. Now we have feelings. Once we are dead and we are alive. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So that spiritual feeling that has been revived, God has healed us with his spirit to feel him again. Can you say amen? When you feel about God, you feel about his people. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? He said this. You see, the soul, the conscience that once condemns you isn't it there anymore. And you've gone all together into intellectual. Are you with me? You go join some old called former church that don't believe in those things. On out into a og, eat og. And the first thing you know, the soul that condemns you. Are you with me? For the first time, you told a lie. That soul condemns you for the first time, you told a lie. Even someone who doesn't come to church, a sinner, when he got a soul, it will tell him when he does something wrong. But he'll use his intellectual to wash away, to suppress the voice of the soul. The first time you put on those short clothes, something told you before even your dad told you. Someone inside that told you that this is wrong. So when you are fighting with your father, but you know that there is someone there who agrees with what your father is telling you. Because the father is telling you about the word. And that soul will always tell you the word.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I hope you will still love me.
Amen.
The soul that condemns you for the first time. You told a lie. The first time you put on those short clothes, the first time you did immoral acts, will become so dead to you. You won't feel it no more.
Amen.
You won't feel it.
Amen.
You see what is unconsciousness? Lack of that feeling, that deep feeling in the soul. You can fight with people, but you know what is happening there. I can't accuse you to God. My accusation avails to nothing. Because you know what? God has kicked out the accuser. We have a court where there is no a place for the accuser. How do you call that place? How you call it in the court? Where someone, they come, the defendant, or what? No. The defendant, the accuser.
They call,
huh? No. The one who comes to accuse, the lawyer, who comes to accuse you in the court. Plaintiff. They got a place, you? Like a dock. So in heaven, that dock has been kicked out. Amen. So you got in the court, there is no place for the plaintiff.
Amen.
The devil, no one will ever accuse you. You must know that.
Amen.
Even if I see you smoking, I go to God. There is no place, first of all, to stand there and say, look what that brother is doing. There's no place. Are you with me?
Amen.
Why? Because the dog has been moved
Amen.
Down there.
Amen.
No one can accuse you but your heart.
Amen.
If our heart condemns us,
Amen.
It's greater than our heart.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The first time you did immoral acts will come so dead to you, you won't feel it anymore. You grieve it so far till you can't feel it no more.
Amen.
After a while, it will finally depart from us. If we keep grieving this little fellow called soul. After a while, it will finally depart from us.
Amen.
That's what you call being lost. The soul is lost. It loses that contact with you.
Amen.
That's why when you die, your mind that was suppressing that voice is dead. So there is no more something that can suppress that voice. Then that life come up and they say, I'm lost.
Amen.
It was always there.
Amen.
But you could not hear it anymore. You could not feel it
Amen.
Anymore.
Amen.
That's why you must be born
Amen.
So that it can be brought back.
Amen.
May God richly bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
What should you give in exchange for your soul? It's a serious thought. Imagine that soul, just the last quote Brother Lubanz was reading there, that soul of that Sunday school teacher, remember? And it was in there. She still had the soul, that voice that would have warned her, that voice that would have kept her from being lost. But she so much had suppressed and grieved that soul, that voice. Until that voice, she was numb now to it. There was no way her soul could warn her of her peril, of the danger of where she was. And she came right to her deathbed, thinking all was well. You know, the pastor called all the Sunday school children to come and stand around her deathbed to see her going to glory. But when the spirit realm now, the reasoning and all that started to break away from her, now all of a sudden she could hear from the soul again. Now the soul right at that stage spoke to her again. And she said, I'm lost. I'm lost. And then she pointed to that minister who was smoking outside and said, you deceiver of men. Our friends, you don't want to leave it that late.
Yes.
If there's still that feeling deep down inside of your bosom beyond the veil, yield to that feeling today.
Amen.
Don't lean on your intellect. Don't lean on your own understanding. It's going to deceive you.
Amen.
It'll take you right down to the end, like the goat takes the sheep to the slaughter. Then it'll jump right out the way and leave you to go to the slaughter.
Amen.
Don't follow your intellectual reasoning. As the song, we sing it. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Take it seriously, friends, as we come to prayer after that. If there's a feeling, if it's persuading your soul, make use of the opportunity while you have the opportunity. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. bring it a little bit down for the rest of us who can't hit those heights. We couldn't see the words. The words said, mercy is calling you. Won't you give heed? Must the dear Savior still tenderly plead? Risk not your soul. It is precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Are you a privileged person today? If there's something moving within the veil, if there's something deep down beyond your intellect and your reasoning that is calling you, that is speaking to you, that is drawing you on, if there's a voice that's calling you, today can be your day. Amen. Today can be the day the voice of your beloved calls, and you can respond and you can say, here am I, save me, and see what will happen inside of your life. Friends, we should appreciate him today. We should appreciate him because he's so faithful. He's so good. Whenever you find yourself on the ash heap, how faithful that he is. As you set your mind towards him, you set your soul, you set your prayer, set your heart, then his presence comes down. And it bathes you inside of your soul, and it raises you from that atmosphere that you were in into another atmosphere. And you leave that place and you say, oh Lord, what a change that you've brought just through your presence. Oh, as his presence would be near. Let's call upon him, saints. Let's seek his face. The Bible says, call upon him while he's near. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Let's take advantage of his grace while grace is still reaching out to us. Let's come to a time of prayer. Lord Jesus, I just really do want to come unto thee. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, and I thank you for your grace. Thank you. Oh, Saints, let's sing that chorus that we were singing before. Just the chorus of Thy will be done. Be done in my life. Is that not your desire today? Thy will be done. Be done in my heart. Or if that's your prayer, something will change. Something will move from the supernatural place. As Brother Lubanza was reading the quote, something will move and blend in from that other dimension. It'll come and blend in with the dimension where your soul is, and you will feel Him. Hasn't it happened so many times that in anguish and need you've called out to Him and you've touched Him within the veil? Oh, friends, and He blends into our dimension and there comes a wonderful something. Let's appreciate Him. Thy will be done. Faithful to His word.
Hallelujah.
Because he's a faithful and a true witness. And I'm sure you got the witness inside of your own soul today. May God bless you. Until we meet again next weekend, please keep it in prayer. Keep the meetings in prayer. Whenever the Lord is near, speak to him that he may move on behalf of his sons and daughters. He's given wonderful promises. He says, I will pour out my spirit upon your sons and your daughters. Oh, let's keep heeding the promise. And let's keep believing in him for what he's going to do. Let's sing one more song. We ask Brother Max to come and close for us in a word of prayer, please. We so appreciate it. Thank you very much to the Lord for what he did in our brother today. What a wonderful message. We so appreciate it. May the Lord be glorified.
In your presence,
in your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I am strong. Seeking your face, searching your face, oh, in the cleft of the rock. Presence, oh God, in your presence, in your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, in your presence, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I am strong. So God, in your presence, in your presence, in your presence, Lord, that's where I am strong. In your presence, in your presence, Jesus, oh Lord, my God, in your presence, that's where I am strong. Oh,
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. in your presence, Lord, where we all belong, Lord. Oh, that's one thing we will seek after. Oh, your presence, Lord Jesus. This morning, oh God, you have swept over us, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And whatever, Lord, we are seeking, nothing but your presence, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Your presence, Lord. So wonderful. So great. Oh, we feel it, Lord, that you are here. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this afternoon. The Lord Jesus, we have really felt your presence, O God. Father, we thank you have come down in the midst of your children, O God, to quicken your word, O God. And even, Father, even as the message came, Lord, we have known who we are. The Lord, you have known us before the foundation of the world. That we were not sinners. We were not chicks. We were not of this world. But by Lord Jesus, your gem is in us. Even as the word says, the message doesn't come to change anything, but to quicken us, to stir us up. And Father, this morning, O Lord, you have stirred us up, Lord Jesus, by your word, O God. And Father, there is no more feathers. We have lost every feathers, O God. And the Lord, we thank you, O God, that you have lifted us up onto a higher grounds, Lord, for us to know whom we are, O God. Father, we thank you for your servant, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless him and his family, Lord. Continue to use him, O God. Oh, for the sake of your children, for the bride's sake, Lord. We thank you once again, Lord. Father, now we want to commit, Lord Jesus, the meeting that is coming on for our use, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to commit every journey that will be made, Lord, into your hands. Some are coming by the air, by the sea. Even some are coming by motorbike. Oh, they are coming on the road. And oh, Lord, Father, we commit every journey into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you grant us journey mercies, Lord. And once again, Father, we want to commit the meeting place into your hands. Oh, that place, Lord, there has been other meetings. We don't know the kind of spirit that is there. But in the name of Jesus Christ, before we reach there, oh God, oh, the captain of the Lord host was already been there, oh, to establish your power, oh Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit the meeting grounds into your hands, that you sweep over your children, oh God, and as many of your servants, the Lord, you will use to bring the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, fill them, Lord, with that anointing. Oh, the Lord, your children will need, oh God, to grow in your presence, Lord. Oh, Father, all in all, we say thank you. We give the glory to you. We bless you this afternoon. We have truly been blessed, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, even as we live here, oh God, we feel it, Lord. We don't want to go. Oh, because, Lord, we know that your presence will go with us. To continue on in this anointing, Lord. So, Father, we commit our journey back into our various homes into your hands. That, Lord, you continue to inspire us and stir us up, Lord. Even in our closets, in our homes. That we will continue, Lord Jesus, to bring this word of God in the life of us, oh God. To be seen in us as a true epistle of you, God, being read of all men. We thank you once again. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
In your presence, in your presence.
Oh,
Sing one more.
we are here to praise. Lift our hands and sing, we are here. We are here to give you, Lord, best that we can. Oh, bringing you our love, bringing you our love, rising from our hearts, everything.
Steadfast love, oh,
steadfast.
If anybody wants to go, please feel free to go if you desire to go. I don't want to go. I don't know about you. If the pots are going to burn, let them burn. We'd rather worship the Lord.
Come on. Come in. Come on. The Spirit of Elijah turns us back. Come and drink of this cup. You will never thirst again. Oh, Spirit and the bride, say come. He hath an ear. He who hath an ear, let him hear. Church, never fail. Come and drink of this rock. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come, come out, come out, come in. God's voice is calling. God's voice is calling from heaven. Come out of all my people. Be not partakers of the saints. The saints have reached heaven. For season iniquities. Oh, the Spirit. Bride, say come, the Spirit and the bride, say come, oh come Church of Dublin, the Spirit and the bride, say come. Oh, I have drifted on the flood many days, he searched for life. Search for life in various ways.
Troubles he had some,
but not from above, never from above.
God gave him a sign
on the wings of the dove.
On the wings of the dove. On the wings of the storm. Sign from above,
on the wings of the dove.
Jesus our Savior
came to earth one day.
Oh, to earth one day.
He was born in a stable.
What a way to be born in a manger of hay. Hallelujah! Oh,
holy rich,
for he was rejected.
Thank you.
the wings of the dove. Oh, on the wings of the dove. On the wings of the storm. How the prophet has left us, but he showed us the way. He said, look unto Jesus from day unto day. For Jesus has, he has promised from the depth of his life, he'd send us a sign. Sign from above, on the wings of the dove, on the wings of the storm. I die. God says he's blue. The sign from above, on the wings of the dove.
Aren't you glad you justified? Let's sing that song, Justify. Justified. You never did it in the first place. You justified.
I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. Can't deny the times I make mistakes. I can't hide from him anymore. But I knew that deep inside my soul I felt sorry. All this I do. I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again with you. Oh, justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place, you justify. Oh, justify. Discouraged when I count the times I fall. Cause he promised I'd be victorious, but I know I'm not at all. Yet I heard an eagle scream, its voice gripping my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place, you're justified.
Hallelujah!
Justified. Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. 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 You have not done it in the first place. You're justified. Oh, he looked at your perfect picture. Without pain, spot or wrinkle, he didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you're just trapped in that body. You bypassed your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justify.
Hallelujah.
Justify.
Justify. We couldn't finish off without singing one of them. Aren't you glad that you can say you're one of them? Oh, friends, you should be glad today that you're one of them. Let's sing that before we go.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell like Pentecost.
Whisper of sin.
there's a land.
There's a land that is filled with
God. And by faith we can see the Father.
There the Father waits over me. To prepare us a dwelling place.
In the sweet, in the sweet.
Charge us overtime, so we better be careful. But it's worth it, saints. Like I said, if anybody wants to go, please feel free. Just let's continue to worship until people are finished.
Days of Elijah.
What about it?
Days of Elijah. Which one?
That's the original life. But go for Days of Elijah.
The original life. The original sin. The original.